to Tango Mobile. Bestie, N4DJC. What you up to today?
What are you doing? That's the main thing.
I'm better now. Gotten over the COVID. Gotten through all of the quarantine. I even stuck under quarantine for a couple extra days before I left the house, which was not till Wednesday. And just trying to get caught up on errands. Of course, I'm still get tired fast, so, you know, short trips out and back and do things like I got. Went to Wally World this morning, got to make a stop at Sam's Club, and then I'm headed back to the house to see if I can rest up the rest of the day, you know?
And I had to bash you. I asked Tom if he'd heard you. This is the first time I've heard you on the air, because I had been on in the morning for this, but first time I've heard you on the air, and since last time we spoke, and I was, Tom said he thought you were doing okay, but I hadn't heard anything. I know David's back out again. You know, he tested positive as well, but just wondered, did you have to have any treatment other than just the normal medications they've been recommending?
That was it, just the normal medications and everything. And, of course, now I've got to wait at least a month before I can go get the vaccine shot. Because they won't, if you've had COVID, they won't give you the vaccine for at least a month after you get over it.
Maybe by that time they'll have some more rolled out too. I know I can't take it. I'll be 70 in late March. I can't get mine until late March. They were giving them in Georgia at 65, and my GPs in Hartwell, but since I had to be either be a resident or work there, and they didn't want those requirements, but they booked up in a hurry and ran out of vaccine in a hurry, because they didn't have it in every county, just certain counties that had higher positive cases per capita than other ones, and Hart County was one of those. But I noticed now that they're going to do something with Walmart. Ingles has been giving them out, too, from what I understand here. And hopefully this thing will get distributed and get out there and get it in people's arms, and maybe we can all get back to some sort of a normal life.
Well, I'm going by a Walgreens over here on Highway 29 in Spartanburg, on the west side of Spartanburg, and it says your immunization headquarters. So this Walgreens has gotten set up to do it here. Out near, closer to my house, out near Highway 290, the Ingles out there is giving them. And I'm going to go by there one day next week and see if I can get on the list, you know, further down the road, since I've got to wait the 30 days. That's one of the first things they're going to ask you, if you had it in the last 30 days. And, you know, and so they've got to wait until after that time period goes. But I guess we'll just see what happens and go from there, you know, and just work my way back into things. Got to build my strength back up, so. And on top of that, I got through with the COVID and got one heck of a head cold that's bothering me right now.
Hey, Rusty, this weather is not helpful at all. I still have a little sniffle every once in a while. I've always had some type of sinus trouble over the years and just never have been able to. It's just aggravating more than anything. And that, you know, post-nasal drip and that sort of thing. And so I just have to keep an eye on it, keep myself dried up as much as possible. Use salt water and that sort of thing. That's what my doctor said to do. Said, yeah, the other stuff, it just masks the symptoms and didn't really cure anything other than if you take an antihistamine. I can't take a decongestant. So there's that. But I'm glad you're doing better, and I've been concerned about you, but I've been trying to keep up on what you and Dave, what both you guys, how your health was doing. But you need to take it easy and just rest up. Maybe we'll see some warm weather. I think it's supposed to be a little bit nicer tomorrow.
And I've got a bunch of computer work I got to do for the next few days to finish getting a site ready that goes on the air officially next Thursday. So anyway, but I've got to get things done. And I've got most of it done. It's just the last few little dribs and drabs there. And getting it done. And I took a couple of days. In fact, I haven't done any work on it for the last 2 days. But I just was just trying to recover a little bit more after coming off of this thing. And, of course, getting out and doing things wears you out fast. And I got out and did some yesterday. And I got out early this morning, and I've been to Wally World, and now I'm going to Sam's Club, and then I'm going home and spend the rest of the day at home, just kind of taking it easy, you know.
Good idea. Our Sam's Club and Walmart's only about a mile and a half from the house, and I noticed Publix was giving out shots, too. My wife was in there Wednesday. They have the here. I guess they do it in Greenville, too, here. The Publix does. We've only got a couple of things we buy there and we can't find somewhere else. But they, on Wednesdays, they give you a 5% discount for, if you're over 55, I think. But we go there on Wednesdays if we're out of something we need that they carry. So we were out there, and my wife talked to the pharmacist there and said, yeah, they're giving them out, but I wouldn't be able to get it until after I turned 70, unless they changed the rules. And they wouldn't let me get on the list early, but, you know, they may let you go ahead and get on it. And I'd certainly check around and find someone that would do it. That way you'll be first in line, or at least get an appointment set up at the very minimum.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm already past the 70 point. In fact, in April, I'll be 74, so I'm 73 now. And I'm also a cancer survivor. You know, I've had cancer and survived that, so that also bumps me up a little bit on the line. $1.94 a gallon, $1.94.9 a gallon for unleaded over here at Sam's Club. Not a bad deal. And I may have to get in that line when I get ready to leave and top off my tank. Well, I have arrived over here where I was intending to arrive. I'm going up here and see if I can find me an empty parking space. I'll talk to you later, Jerry. Oh, and somebody just cut in from the other direction and got on the... I hate people that get on the end of these rows. They're not a parking spot, but they'll pull in there and park anyway. Catch you later. Talk to you after a while. 73W2T.
ND7J Mobile. Sam's Club up here just got up. They got their gas tanks put in about a month or so ago. They're about 20 cents a gallon cheaper here. And if you use your Discover card, you get an additional 5% off of that on your Discover statement. So anyway, that's where we fill up now since it's so close. Take it easy and stay warm and get back home and get some rest. We'll talk to you later, Rusty. N4DJC clear.
ND7J Mobile.
Hi, Bob, and Jerry, and Rusty, and I got news for you. Having cancer is, I thought I'd get on there earlier for having congestive heart failure, and it doesn't count a thing. You won't go on a bit sooner, but your age will get you there. Well, Bob, how are you doing this morning? I was going to tell you there was two good men born on January 22nd, that was Will Rogers and Tom Rouse.
State. And I'm thinking if they're doing by age, you should have been like the first five. I don't know. What do you think, Rusty?
Yeah, it sounded right to me, but, you know, I got it figured out that they thought he was so ugly that he was too ugly to even have to worry about it. Well, I've arrived here at Sam's, and hello, Bob, and everybody else, so I'm going to go inside. Catch all of you later. ND7J to take it. W2T clear.
Alrighty, Rusty. And anyway, good to hear everybody this morning. I don't know who's there. I just turned the radio on. And so I'll just send it over to N0TR, and you can pass it around. Good morning, Tom and Bernice.
I'm going to give you a 2 just to start out with for that. And Rusty also. Good morning, Bob. And Jerry's here with us. And we're looking... What'd you say? Oh, no, I don't. Rusty cleared Bernice. And Bernice is here.
Hi, Bob.
And that's probably about the most you're going to get out of her here this morning, except I got biscuits and gravy this morning. I'm going to have a filet mignon for supper. Somebody respects me. I can't get any respect from my inferiors on here. Go ahead, Jerry. This is NZRLTR.
Hey, Tom and Bernice. I think, Tom, that they may be holding off on you because you're probably better fed than the rest of us are based on what I've been hearing. And but anyway, you guys be safe if you're outside today. It's still a little chilly out here. It's supposed to warm up, I think, tomorrow. Sunshine will return, I hope, and now. Yeah, I got some stuff coming in the mail. I'm hoping I order some LMR 400 UF, and I don't know whether it's going to be here until Monday night. I got a couple of patch cables and jumpers I got to run. But other than that, I'm just radioing along, I guess. And I'll turn it over. I didn't catch the name, but I'll turn it back to ND7J.
I hear you. And, yeah, if the cure for COVID was food, I believe that Tom would have nothing to worry about having Bernice there for sure. So, and I've experienced some of that Bernice cooking, so I know why he's always a happy camper. But anyway, I got to head down here to Spartanburg for a minute, take care of something down here, and then I'll be heading back to the job site, and that's what I'm doing today. Probably going to stop working early today because it's Friday. N0TR, ND7J.
Well, I just ran over a contractor something or other here on the road and made a pretty good thump. We're in the truck. We went down and bought some sand for the chicken pen. We're getting 8 new girls on the 29th. And like I said, Bernice is going to fix me a filet for dinner. And it's supposed to be about a 9 on a scale of 10 today for good days. And there was something else I was wanting to say, but I forgot what it was. Hope you have a good day out there, Bob. Oh, I was lying about Will Rogers' birthday, but I like Will Rogers, so I always say there were 3 good men born that day. There's Joe Murdoch up in Kansas that I worked with 32 years, and me and Will Rogers, but I verificate with the truth a little bit there just to make it sound good. Go ahead, Jerry. This is NZRLTR.
You have a great birthday. Happy birthday to you. I noticed, I was listening yesterday, the time you get interested, yesterday was John Browning's birthday, born in 1875, and I think yesterday was the day, too, in 1959, I heard on the AM station in Georgia that Carl Schweitzer, the guy who played alfalfa on Little Rascal, that's when he was killed, money for training a bird dog, of all things. But Tom, I hope you have a great birthday today. I don't think we're going to get out. My wife, Lynn, is making masks yesterday and today, so she's been sewing into the night last night. And this morning, since the light's good, she's working on it. I think she's got about 3 more she needs to finish up, and she'll be done for a little while. But, Bob, I'll send it back to you. N4DJC here, Friday.
Hey, thank you, sir. Good morning. Hey, did Rusty say he got a COVID shot or he was still waiting, Tom?
I think the procedure is you got to wait, I'm going to say 25 days or 30 days after you had the COVID before you're eligible to get a vaccine. We got our schedule for February 25th for Bernice and March 10th for me, or 12th for me. And they're giving them down at Greenville Memorial at the big hospital downtown, Bob. But that Kmart parking lot is absolutely saturated, and people are standing in line close to each other and that. And you know, I think if people catching the virus and then going in and getting that shot at the same time, that's just not for me. I think that's just too dangerous, but I'm glad people are getting their shots anyway. I'm going to stick with the appointment, and I don't know how they're giving it down here at Greer Memorial on Buncombe, but that's where we're going to. It's through Prisma Health. And having a malady or a bad disease doesn't seem to play any part in it. It's just the fact that you're over 70 years old. And that's about all I know about it. Back to you, Bo.
I'm just curious. I don't even know how you're supposed to sign up or how you get scheduled or anything. Of course, I'm only 62, so I'll probably have to wait quite some time before I get. I don't know. Do they notify you, or are you supposed to just sort of drop in and ask, or how's that work?
I went to Prisma Health first online, but I think you can go to VAMS. That's Vaccine Administrative Management System, VAMS, Victor Alpha Mike Sierra .com, and I think you can get there from that, and you can get signed up, Bob. You give them your name, address, and all of that stuff, and how many pills you take, and you want to go down to the chicken pen and unload this? We'll head down that way, and then they come up, and there'll be another link pop up, and you click on that, and it'll take you to make a place, select a place where you want to get it there in your area. That's giving them, it'll show you a map, and then you make an appointment there, Bob, and they'll send you a Q code, one of those funny little squiggly codes. And when you go get your shot, you take that Q code with you, either on your phone. I printed mine just in case. And I think that'll get you there, but it's DHEC, so you might go to DHEC.com too, but VAMS will get you there, I'm pretty sure.
I appreciate that. I'll check that out when I get home later on today. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, Bob, what I understand, my daughter's a assistant news director at WYFF, and she gave me some links, and they're not really accepting any reservations for anybody that's under 70 right now, but you can sign up if you have like a, you can just sign up for my chart things at Prisma Health, or you know, wherever you normally, you know, whatever your hospital system is, and you can sign up for it there. Just sign up for, you don't have to be a patient there, you can sign up there. And Ingalls is taking reservations online too, I think. But again, if you're not over 70, they won't accept anything. But Rusty told me they told him he had to wait 30 days time in case, you know, since he had already had it. So, but he's already 70. He told me he was 73, I think. So he was already fine for it anyway. But he got COVID about the time the vaccine rolled out here. Thank you, Tom.
I'm 73, Jerry, today.
Turned 70 in March 24th, so I'm not too far behind you guys.
People in front of me as guinea pigs, so when I get my turn, I guess I'll know for sure whether y'all are growing horns out of your legs or anything weird happening.
Yeah, Mom's ugly as you are. Well, yeah, I got to unload just saying. I know, that's at least a one. 73's guys. ND7J with Jerry and Gerald T.R.
Yeah, I see how you are. You hit and run. You slap me with that insult, and then you tell me you got to go unload sand. So, anyway, you guys have a good day, you and Bernice both. And, Jerry, go ahead. I got time for probably one more here before I get off the freeway, and we'll be inside the building.
Correct.
Say again, somebody stepped on you there.
I said, your name is John, is that correct? I've been calling you Bob, I'm not sure now.
Oh, you are correct. I am Bob. I spell it forwards and backwards.
Not too good anymore, and I didn't know whether I counted wrong or not. I thought it was Bob. I wasn't sure. Well, I'm going to jump out. See what's shaking maybe for lunch today. Won't be a fillet, though, Tom, if you can hear me. And anyway, Bob, nice talk with you. Have a good day and be safe out there. ND7J, N4DJC, clear.
Roger that, Jerry. Good talking to you. Enjoy your day. ND7J is also clear.
2G4TXO. Machine this morning, 2G4TXO.